Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began, and we danced like a wave on the ocean.
That's the Hooters bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Amit Mithradas. And he is general manager and head of North American Small Business for PayPal, paypal.com. Amit, you got a couple of other websites you want to tell us about. Remind us of the one you told us about last segment, and is there another one?
Yeah, so the one I mentioned was, you know, very simply go to any browser, punch in PayPal Merchant Holidays. And, you know, we built a section of our site that is full of tips, tools, white papers, videos, test, you know, kind of customer cases around how do you deploy? What are the right best practices for the holidays? What are some of the easy tips and tools that you can use to get ready to kind of capture all that demand in the market? So I think that's great. The other big one that I always send our merchants to is if you go into any browser and punch in PayPal Passport, it's all about cross-border trade. Okay. You know, cross-border, as you know, and selling across the globe is becoming a massive deal. You know, that's a
topic I've been covering for almost 19 years now. I spent a lot of time talking about import export on the show. And the technology is just making it easier and easier for small businesses.
It's now become actually, I would say, relatively simple to set up your store to, you know, accept global currencies and have all the rules in place. And right. So go check out, you know, PayPal Passport site, because you'll find a whole bunch of tools to get you up and running and selling internationally pretty quickly.
And so PayPal will help with the conversion and that sort of thing too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, PayPal is
make sure we don't get burned on the exchange rates and all that sort of thing.
You know, exchange rates are unfortunately not controlled by us. That's the market dynamic. But what we do is help.
But you know what I'm talking about when you're doing business overseas. You've got the challenge of
the pricing.
Of the pricing and how to price your product, because two days later, some of those currencies could cut into your profit. And of course, you could go the other way too, right? It could be depending on which way you're going with your pound. Hey, Amit, I wanted to get you to do something that you probably didn't know we were going to do today, but I've got to put you on the spot just a little bit. And get you to talk to us about security, about folks doing business online, and when you look at, you know, there's been so many horror stories the last few years. Yahoo just had a catastrophe. 500 billion. I mean 500 million and maybe more losses, and so many other retailers. Talk to us about what you're seeing out there and what you think about all that.
So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, security is becoming now a huge part of how you have to protect yourself and some of the tools and things that you have to have to do business for a couple of reasons. One, it is your brand. It is your business. Two, you know, if you lose customer information and other information, very often small businesses don't come back because, a lot of this information is kind of secure, I mean, or is needed to run your business, and if it's, you know, lost, it becomes a little bit of a tragedy for that business. So, from my perspective, I think when you are online, there are some basic things that you must do to ensure that your business is safe. One, you know, there's a bunch of tools and products and services out there that allow and provide security for your site. You know, McAfee, Norton, all these guys have these products. Make sure you have one of those monitoring services looking at your site and making sure you're not getting intruders or hacked.
But what is a company like PayPal doing and others? What do you see us? I mean, the bad guys seem to get in wherever they want to go. I mean, what do you say to folks out there who are wondering what the future holds?
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of what PayPal does, right? It is, when you set up a PayPal account, there is no need, and a customer uses a PayPal account to pay, there is no need for any credit card information to come onto your site. So the whole back end, you know, process of tokenization.
That's the part I like about it, folks. He's right about that. That's one of the things I like when I'm given an opportunity, especially if it's a personal purchase I'm making, And I'm given the opportunity to check out with PayPal so I don't have to put in a number. I click that button.
And you know, most consumers actually, in the back of their mind or in the forefront, are using PayPal for security.
Yep.
Right? There is no customer information, I mean, no credit card information being exchanged. It's a simple, you know, with one touch, it becomes even simpler. Yep. And so I think
I've got to wrap it up. How do merchants get PayPal on their account? Can they find out all about that at PayPal.com?
Absolutely. PayPal.com, or if you have a PayPal account, you know, just go into your account manager, and you can basically opt in for one touch, and it's very simple.
Check it out. Hey, Amit, will you come back again?
I would love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Amit Mithridis, ladies and gentlemen, with PayPal. We'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.